today is Friday, December the 22nd, and you're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by North Gore Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Mr. Jeffrey Guy.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody. Dolores, three more sleeps till Christmas. Three more sleeps.
Jeff, I'm really glad that you can count.
Luckily, I had enough fingers for that one.
That's pretty lucky, isn't it? All right, Jeffrey, here we are on the countdown to Christmas. How did we do in the markets this week?
Oh, Christmas is such an up time, but not for the markets this year. It's a down. The markets are just in a slow bleed. It's just negative, negative. We get something positive for a day, and then it's negative, and they've just been down. So
you're telling me that there's going to be lots of opportunity in the new year?
For more negatives, maybe. No, anyhow, hopefully something turns around. But so this week, corn was down $6 a ton, soybeans down $10 to $15 this year, next year. Look, harvest next year is down actually lower than spot this year. That's the first time in a long time here. Spring wheat's down about $6, winter wheat $5, $6 across the board. So one of the big things with prices going down is that basis levels did decrease this week across the board.
Well, we did talk about that last week on the podcast. There was a pretty healthy increase to our Canadian dollar, and generally basis weakens when our dollar strengthens.
And our dollar is up, you know, like 150 basis points in the last couple weeks. We're the highest now as we've been, I think, since August the 2nd this morning when I looked. So there's, you know, go back 6 months here. And so it's been negative. So our dollar has increased in value because U.S. dollar has decreased. Not so much for good things for us, but it's just that their U.S. dollar has decreased. So that's been negative for us. But Chicago prices have pulled back on our commodities. Like, they've been in the slow decrease. And the basis levels just kind of exasperated it this week. So
we're not really winning on either side. We're kind of losing on both.
It's a lose. So let's see what really affected. We'll try to keep this short and sweet this week. What affected the markets? Weather in Brazil. It's kind of funny. They talk about the south and the north of Brazil are good, and the center part of Brazil was too dry. Now it's getting good weather. Good weather meaning rain events. Rain events in the forecast going forward. So that, in theory, was negative soybeans that are growing now and the corn crop that they're going to plant like at the end of January into February. So rain right now is negative for corn that's going to be planted a month and a half from now.
So the crop isn't even in the ground and we're still trading on...
It's negative for a crop that's going to be harvested like 5-6 months from now. So it's kind of funny in that way. We talked some about the dollar, so that's really inflation in the U.S. and Canada and interest rates. So there's, last week we talked about how they were looking for 130 basis points decrease in the U.S. next year. Well, our Canadian inflation's higher than in the U.S., so their Canadian Bank of Canada reps are saying, you know, maybe we won't be as quick to decrease as U.S., and the U.S. Federal Reserve is saying, maybe they won't be as quick to decrease as the market thinks they're going to. Who knows going forward, but it is looking like interest rates are going to come down, which is, that's kind of positive, but that has made the U.S. dollar weaker because they thought they were going to decrease interest rates sooner, and that should, in theory, help their exports, but it's not really yet out of the U.S., and all it's done for us is lower prices, so kind of a negative.
What else? Something else we talk about every week? Oil.
Oil. Yeah, so crude oil, and that kind of gets in the next one here too. So crude oil price had jumped up some this week when there was some concerns in the Middle East there of shipping concerns where there's some terrorist groups are attacking ships. So that's that kind of spiked crude oil price up a couple dollars a barrel. But then also this, or they come out that last week, the U.S., they produced the most crude oil per day in the U.S. that they have for however long. Maybe it was a new record last week. So that was a negative for price after having a positive. So crude oil prices were basically up and down. And it seems maybe they don't have the big upside that a lot of people thought they would with the Middle Eastern war.
So you're talking about these shipping issues. Is that primarily for oil, or is it also affecting grain shipments or other shipments?
Everything. Grain shipments, container shipments, reading about container prices jumping up. Some containers being less to rent, but then the shipping costs being higher. And because things, they don't want to go through the Suez Canal right now, so they're going down through the Horn of Africa because of the terrorists coming out on the one side. The Panama Canal, there's a big drought. There's shipping costs have gone up astronomically through the Panama Canal. So they're, again, taking the long way around. And then these terrorist attacks when they come out of the Suez Canal and coming down in the Middle East. So it's the shipping costs are gone through kind of went through the roof here in the last week or two. So that's a big negative for exports going forward out of the U.S. or Canada or anywhere here.
I didn't read, but saw the headline of an article today about increasing soybean needs in the U.S. So would that be primarily for biodiesel export?
Well, I think biodiesel probably, because their mandate is, or there's a lot of biodiesel plants coming on being built in the U.S. right now. So they think the biodiesel usage will keep going up. And like I think I wrote today in our the little blog, the biodiesel mandate in Brazil is increasing from 12% to 14% blend. So that's soybean oil being used there. So the states is kind of much the same. So the soybean oil does, you know, there's a lot of good demand fundamentals going forward for soybean oil. So we just got to keep up soybean meal usage and that, which would overall support soybean prices.
Could you see that potentially being something that could increase our exports to the U.S.? Because the U.S. is pretty close. So the shipping costs would be a lot less to the U.S. versus like Asia.
But remember, the U.S. is a major exporter of soybean. So it's
for sure.
Regionally, there's definitely crops would flow over regionally into
like the Windsor area kind of
region.
Thing.
Deficit areas, you know, yeah, that where Fair you enough. Could use them, where the same thing for the corn market here, you know, like I wrote today too about how the corn market, they said China had a record production last year here in corn. China's trying to increase all their domestic production of like corn, soybeans, wheat. And meanwhile, we talk about them on a regular basis that we need China to become a larger importer to drive our prices. So it's kind of a double-edged one there too on looking at these things. But demand anywhere is good. Remember, demand, we got big supply around the world, so we need big demand, and demand wherever it can come from is good. So, and as we have no Santa Claus rally this year, unfortunately, we talked a little bit about that last week, no rally this year, but hopefully we can get in maybe an end-of-the-year rally. Something will happen next week. Drive prices. Don't know what that could be right now. But
there's always the hope.
That's right on. Let's look at something positive here, that there's a hope out there. We're farmers. We got a hope.
So that's right.
I think that's enough about the markets here. What do we, the corn harvest is continuing here locally. There's still corn coming off, corn coming in.
Yes, there is.
And here we're going into the holiday long weekend.
Holiday long weekend. So we will be closed. We will be open next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, our regular hours, 7 to 5.
Sounds good. Everybody have themselves a great Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll talk to you again next week. So
thanks for tuning in. And wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And we'll be talking to you before the new year.
Yeah, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Have you stopped?
Nope.
Oh, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.